Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For years now, Justin Trudeau has been a loyal lapdog to the communist Chinese. While the people of Canada ceremoniously came together to condemn the CCP's Uyghur genocide, Trudeau's cabinet sent a single member on a Zoom call to officially abstain. When the president of Taiwan was set to be honored by the Halifax International Security Forum for standing strong against China's relentless pressure, the Trudeau administration threatened to end their funding if they went through with it. Trudeau invited the Communist Chinese military to conduct winter training in Canada in 2019, less than 200 miles from the U.S. border in upstate New York. The head of the Canadian military caught wind of it from the U.S. Pentagon and called it off, which upset Trudeau, whose chief concern was offending the CCP. Under Trudeau, Canada has been a big player in the COVID hoax. In early 2017, billionaire Barry Sherman, a huge supporter of Trudeau's Liberal Party, was under investigation for shady deals with Trudeau that could have resulted in his company, Apotex, the world's largest producer of hydroxychloroquine and Canada's biggest pharmaceutical company, being banned for 5 years from lobbying the government. Later that year, Sherman and his wife were found hung from railings around their indoor swimming pool, with markings from being beaten and tied by their wrists. It was officially ruled a suicide, and along with Sherman, the probe died. Apotex was able to continue doing business with Trudeau's government and went on to provide dangerous drugs as part of their ventilator protocol. And it was at the University of British Columbia, where the lipid nanoparticles that make the mRNA shots possible were developed. Trudeau is a natural-born tyrant. After less than 30,000 deaths, 0.07% of the population, Justin Trudeau has announced that all federal employees and everyone 12 or older traveling on planes, trains, and cruise ships need to be fully vaccinated. Testing negative will no longer be an option.
Testing will no longer be an option. These travel measures, along with mandatory vaccination for federal employees, are some of the strongest in the world. Because when it comes to keeping you and your family safe, when it comes to avoiding lockdowns for everyone, this is no time for half measures.
In Ontario, elected representative Rick Nichols refused.
But under no circumstances will I, nor should any Ontarian, be forced or coerced to do something against their will.
And was fired. Under new health orders in Saskatchewan, the government may now enter into any building on any land without a warrant and seize property. And they are building isolation centers. Trudeau's government, like most governments in the West, is dragging their people into a hellish reality of forced experimental drugs and a social credit score to police every movement they make for the rest of their lives. The same reality coming to you and your family, so long as humanity does nothing to stop it. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sunday, October 17th, 2021, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. Here we are, and we are inside the world government, we are inside the New World Order, we are feeling the leading edge of their spears and swords and daggers and arrows piercing into humanity's flesh. They've already killed over 35 million people from starvation with the COVID lockdowns. They have killed millions of others with intubation and blocking of medical care. They cooked up COVID-19 and released it onto the world. The vaccines are not vaccines and are poison. And even mainline John Hopkins, mainline British government documents admit that you are twice as likely to get COVID and that you're more likely to end up in the hospital or die if you have the shot. That's mainline British government documents from their reporting system, from doctors. That's the mainline John Hopkins reporting around the world. It's the same similar numbers in Germany, very similar numbers in Gibraltar or in Singapore or in Israel or in Canada or in the U.S. They start the shots and the death begins. It is just an incredible time to be alive. And then for me personally, on Friday, a bunch of other key pieces of the puzzle went into place. And I was like, oh, my gosh, why didn't I see that? They want to collapse the economy by design. They want to be able to federalize it, internationalize it, and just phase us in to martial law. And the medical system is one-fifth of the U.S. economy, and it's also a large portion of all the other economies. And big corporations have taken over medicine now and have removed the Hippocratic Oath and set up their own bioethics systems. And so Friday I was watching The War Room, and they were playing a clip of a nurse on there. Christy Lee was a guest hosting for Owen Schroyer. And she was saying, you know, I work here at this hospital and I'm not going to take the shot. We're being fired. And in come the FEMA replacement people, and they're talking about the National Guard coming in. And she said, hey, we don't have to take the shot. FEMA told them that. So I went and looked it up on the CDC's own website, and I'm going to be showing that to you. And it says right there, there is no law, and FEMA employees and FEMA nurses don't have to take it. So let's explain that. You fire tens of thousands, hell, tens of thousands just in New York State, hundreds of thousands of nurses and medical workers around the country, these big HMO-owned hospitals do, so they can trigger the 100-plus billion that's still sitting there unspent from last year of the hundreds of billions that were put in for, quote, the collapsed hospitals. Remember, stay at home for 15 days to flatten the curve. The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. That was all a lie. And so where'd all that money go, quote, in case the hospitals are overwhelmed and collapse because of the massive COVID cases? Oh, well, as soon as they trigger the FEMA emergency, and the National Guard emergency, that $100-plus billion that's left is triggered to the hospitals who then get that money. So they come out with a shot they know is poisonous. They know it doesn't work. They let it come out that it's poisoning people. The medical workers see it making people sick and killing people. They all quit. It's 60% of the TSA hasn't taken the injection. It's not 40%. That's come out. It's some police forces. Half the police have quit. All these other major police forces say they're not taking it. They just fired the Miami police chief. He tried to force them to take it. And you're like, yay, humanity's fighting back. We're winning. Everybody is refusing to take the shots. But that was the plan. And I'm not saying take the shots. I'm saying think in third-dimensional, fourth-dimensional chess here. Don't play checkers. Play chess. They want to have a great reset. They want to collapse their society. They want to shut down all the businesses, bankrupt them, and take them over. They are federalizing medicine right now and didn't just send $53,000 to every hospital for every person they intubated. That's why they say, hey, you got a sore throat, you can't breathe, we're going to give you antibiotics, we're not going to give you antivirals, we're not going to give you a checkup, we're not going to check you, we're not going to give you inhalable steroids, we're not going to give you ivermectin, we're not going to give you hydroxychloroquine, we're not going to give you vitamin D or zinc. No, nothing will save you. Only the vaccine, and it's not here yet. Go home. And then by the time you couldn't breathe and got your oxygen down to 80, you pass out, you're on an ambulance, and you never wake up because they get you, they put you in a coma, they intubate you, and you wake up dead. Because you never wake up. And they get $53,000 for killing your ass. That's a fact. Even USA Today fact checkers admitted it. Yeah, $53,000 when they intubate. Hell, they get even more once you die. Another $15,000, so do your math. Wow. And that's a lot of money even for the fanciest hitmen out there, $60,000+. So every part of this was actuaried out by the hospitals. Doesn't matter if you're in Germany. Doesn't matter if you are in the UK or Canada or the US or Australia or New Zealand. It's all the same system. And so I'm going, man, look, all these people are quitting. All these people are leaving. They're getting fired. And it's going to collapse the hospitals. They're going to have National Guard. And they're going to have FEMA nurses come in and do all this. And then, boom, it turns out that the FEMA people are not injected and are not made to do it. And that's how you get federalization, and that's how you get martial law now over medicine, and that's how you get that $100-plus billion that was in the emergency fund to shore up the hospitals, because 4.3% of the public is going to die, and we're going to have tens of millions of people in the hospitals. Stay in your homes. There'll be millions within a month. Don't leave. Flatten the curve. My God. And here we are 20 months later, and oh, COVID's in decline and everything's fine. Go back to sleep. Really, the hospital is starting to actually fill up with people that have had the shots. They're going, oh, you don't have COVID. It's a new thing called the super cold. Oh, that looks like antibody dependency enhancement. Oh, now you are dying because you come in contact with a regular cold virus. Now you're super allergic to it because the vaccine makes you produce the spike protein in your body. Well, now every time your body sees it, it freaks out and produces it again, and then you get sick, ladies and gentlemen. And it creates the antibodies that start attacking your own body. That's what was predicted by all the major experts. And I was thinking, like, 20 months ago, we have all the experts, we have all the facts. It's going to kill people. It's going to destroy people. People aren't going to take the shot. And then they're going to fire everybody and then collapse the entire civilization. Collapse the entire civilization. Now let me just do this. Overhead shot, please, for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I'm just going to read you the headlines here from just today, and then I'm going to tell you where it came from. More than 6.6 billion shots given, COVID tracker. Bloomberg. You heard that right. 666. Let's continue here. For Pfizer, a COVID-19 vaccine may just be the beginning for the potential revolutionary promise of mRNA technology. And when you read the tweet, can we put the tweet on screen, please, for folks, from which this article is written? It says in the tweet, paid post for at Pfizer, hashtag ad, CNBC. And now they're going to roll it out for the flu and everything else. And they're saying you must take it. And they're in charge of the UN and everything else and who's heavily invested Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci. I mean, you talk about beyond conflict of interest, and all the major regulators now are former Pfizer executives and board members. In fact, some are in the FDA and are still on the damn board. Totally illegal. Total takeover. I'll show you that coming up here in just a moment. Next segment. And I'm also going to play the first 3 minutes from that emergency Saturday report I did, where I play the nurse talking about it, that I show the documentation of them saying, oh, we're firing all you, you didn't take a shot, then we're going to bring in people that don't have to take the shot, who are part of the special anointed superclass FEMA workers, because it was never about you even taking the shot. It was about us taking over and federalizing and then transferring $100 billion into these hospital groups, because it's now the hospital groups and big pharma that control the regulators. This is big business owning medicine, raping everyone.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, October 17th, worldwide broadcast. And I just want to thank all of you that have tuned into the Alex Jones Show and those of you that watch it later on podcasts and share it, because you're just as important as I am when you simply take that action. That's what overrides the censors. That's what saves lives. So I've come in here with the COVID news because it's so insane, and there's no way to even scratch the surface. I've got over 100 nightmare stories being pushed that if you read it in 1984 in high school, you think it could never happen in America or never happen in Europe or Australia or even North Korea, and it's happening. I mean, we are being put in the bacon grease. We are being put in the French fryer. There's no doubt worldwide corporate medical martial law is being put in. The big central banks with major corporations are destroying the economies, destroying the world currencies, buying everything up while they make the currency worthless so that we're left holding the bag. And then they're on TV, Buttigieg and others saying it's your fault you didn't take your shots. That's why the economy's falling apart. Or people are starving to death because of COVID-19. No, they're starving to death because of the lockdowns around the world. So it's just insane. U.S. Treasury Sec warns unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed. And then there's more shots. And Buttigieg says that they'll get used to it till next year and there'll be new leadership. I've got all those clips coming up. Hashtag empty shelves Joe trends dominates Twitter as ships back up at ports by the thousands. What's really going on? I'm going to lay that out. But first, let me go back to these headlines and just read you these headlines. I'm going to show you something huge. Bloomberg, why is there at least 10 bills I've seen for implantable microchips implanted inside so-called vaccines and vaccine tattoos that are little microchips that are embedded in your skin, microglass that's on the patch then goes into your skin, and global blockchain to control the human body, and it's all from the UN, and it's all from the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates. I mean, it's all there. You can pull it up yourself. And then they just always call the bill numbers 666. And they just fetishize that number to rub it in our face as they bring in a world cashless society that you cannot buy nor sell unless you take whatever the new thing is they're wanting to put in your body. They're saying, oh, at least 10 shots a year. More than 666 billion shots given, COVID-9/11 tracker claims. They don't normally even put those headlines out, but when it hit 6.6 billion, they wanted to rub your nose in it. Here's another one. Again, CNBC tweets this Pfizer article. Pfizer wrote this. For Pfizer, a COVID-19 vaccine may just be the beginning for the potential revolutionary promise of mRNA technology that's experimental, that they just foisted on us and is killing a bunch of people, but that's just the way it is. You're going to take it in your body. Starting to get the picture here? Here's another article. Navy to segregate unvaccinated officers under same category used for drug offenders and sexual deviants. You're a criminal. You're in a digital gulag. Here's another one, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Expert, so-called expert, Hitler was an expert too, right? Calls for denying life-saving hospital treatment to the unvaccinated. And then it's going to be your social credit score. You got to do everything they say. You got to live the way they want you to live. You got to support what they want you to support, or you don't get your social credit score. You don't get medical care. The UK already says we don't want to give right-wingers or conservatives medical care. And that's what's being announced in the UK. An expert whose work on cybersecurity has been cited by the New York Times, Washington Post, announced on Twitter But the unvaccinated should be denied life-saving hospital treatment because they're not fit for life on Earth. Not fit for life on Earth won't let the experimental shot that doubles your chances of getting COVID, even the British Medical Journal now admits. Chris Vickery, who describes himself as a data breach hunter, also brags about how the findings have contributed to investigations conducted by the FTC, FBI, SEC, Secret Service, and a bunch of other agencies. So it's all the spooks are telling us they're going to put this in our bodies. Oh, and here's out of .de, National Deutsch Television. Supermarkets in German state of Hesse can now block entry to the unvaccinated. You've got to swipe your phone to even get in, or you'll be arrested. Supermarkets in Frankfurt and the surrounding region can now implement rules that only allow vaccinated and COVID-recovered people onto their premises. The mark of the beast. Oh, what did Bloomberg call it? The 666, more than 6.66 billion shots given, the tracker. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Oh, and Israel now took their third shot. Now they say, oh, sorry, doesn't work. There's a fourth shot, and their deaths are the highest of COVID anywhere in the world. But that's just the facts. Now, let's ask ourselves what world we've reached here. This is a military globalist assault through the medical system by the central banks to collapse civilization. They know that people that have taken these shots are going to have ADE, antibody dependency enhancement. When they come in contact with regular cold viruses, they're going to get deathly ill, and they're going to get sicker and sicker and die in a large portion of the cases. And if they don't die, they'll die the next time they have the ADE. So every fall and winter, you'll see a mass of them dying, and they'll go, oh, my God, it's a new bug. Don't worry, they got a new mRNA vaccine they're working on in England for what they call the super cold. All these people are suddenly dying. They're all vaccinated, by the way. And it's called a super cold. Oh, you mean a super coronavirus. And they've got another shot for that until you get Merrick's disease. You might want to look into Merrick's phenomenon in humans. I'm giving you key things here. Now, let me just show you this little jewel. This is a screenshot image. We're going to put it on screen for TV viewers. It's also in Saturday's emergency broadcast. You want to find it there. And I'm going to ask our great Jamie White, who's up here working on Sunday evening, to take this meme image. We'll give it to him. And to post it under the live show feed of the broadcast today so you can share it like your life depends on it, because it does. So let's read from this. For radio listeners, I'll narrate it. It's got an image of Scott Gottlieb, who is at the FDA, and then next to him, a Pfizer executive who is him. Scott Gottlieb. On the left is the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Pfizer. On the right is a current member of the board of directors of Pfizer, making tens of millions a year. Can you see that? Here's another one. Stephen Hahn. Here he is at the FDA. Here he is at Moderna. That means Gates. Stephen Hahn on the left is the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Moderna. On the right is the current chief medical officer of flagship pioneering, the venture capital firm behind Moderna. That's Bill Gates. Oh, here's the other one. Reuters. Oh, the CEO of Reuters, who wrote two articles last week saying that we were making it up, that, you know, Fauci cooked it up in a lab, which is all admitted, and that Fauci bragged about we need a new virus to scare everyone into accepting mRNA technology, which he said. Oh, look, James C. Smith on the left is the CEO of Reuters in charge of informing people about the COVID-19 vaccines. On the right is a current member of the board of directors of Pfizer, James C. Smith. Here's another one. Anthony Fauci on the left is the NIAID director under the National Institutes of Health. On the right is the funder of bioweapons research on gain-of-function bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a fact. But let me guess, you know the fact checker said this isn't true. It's all true. They're lying to you. You can verify this in 10 seconds. Then why would they do that? Because they're training you psychologically to accept their criminal lying and them buying the news like they've already done. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. These men are guilty of war crimes against humanity. They are on the same par as Adolf Alois Hitler. People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me give you the big picture, and then I'm just going to roll on from there. There is no longer any doubt, not one grain of doubt, that this is the big assault, and it's designed to totally collapse all major civilization and then drive us into a permanent re-education camp system where they kill 90% of the population by 2030, which is their official Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Klaus Schwab, David Rockefeller plan. that I've covered ad nauseum and made films about. And here we are. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we have wolf packs of medical CEOs from the Moderna, Pfizer, global level, right down to the local hospital groups, almost all of them, literally keeping third trimester babies alive and delivering them to research facilities with beating hearts to be dissected. That was in government documents 10 years ago. And federal and state judges allowed lawsuits to sue the pro-life groups that got the documents until they went bankrupted. People don't care. They're saving babies that are being murdered. Kill us. But people ask, how did I know all of that? Well, because they got the documents 10 years ago out of Illinois and out of California and other states. And now it's in the news that, yeah, they deliver babies at 42 weeks. That's after a baby's born. that's 9 months, folks, plus. And people like to come and say, on the street today, a person asked me, how did you know about them and the baby parts and keeping babies alive? I said, well, it's in the damn government grants. So you think you're safe? They tell a woman, oh, yeah, you're a poor lady. Yeah, you want an abortion at 8.5 months? Sure. They keep the baby alive in many cases and ship it in an ambulance to a university in Ohio, everywhere it's come out, and they torture the living snot out of them. I mean, do you understand what? You understand that it came out 3 years ago in DW.com, the biggest German TV station, you know, mainline national TV. It's like ABC News over there. That 30,000 children were taken from Christian homes and given to convicted pedophiles to be raped to create the new civilization of love. That a man raping a little boy is love. They said to create the new family structure of men having sex with two-year-olds. Then by age 5 and 6, they were leased out and sold. That finally hit New Yorker magazine 3 months ago, and it was a whitewash. These people are murdering criminals. They're armies of pedophile Satanists. And now they're bragging that, oh, 666 is upon us. And William Shatner saying, the earth, I see death, the great cataclysm. We've got the earth's dying. We've got to save it with the great cataclysm. And everyone's nodding with him. Yes, yes, and yes, yes. You think they're just going to collapse the third world? Because Africa and Latin America is still locked down, folks. Big corporations just said, you know, we're not going to get any of your sugar cane, any of your papayas, any of your flowers. It's a huge thing. Keep people alive in Africa. Big, giant flower plantations. They grow flowers, you know, and fly them by jet into Europe and the U.S. All those fancy flowers you see, I was grown in Africa. Most of them. All that crazy, wild-looking tropical stuff. Like, where the hell they grow this? They grow it in Africa. They turned that off. Those people, 15 million extra Africans starved to death in the last 20 months. Well, you wear your mask and strut around, you're for the environment, you're saving lives. No, you bought into the lie and you help murder people in mass. And you think, okay, well, there's too many Africans. Well, the New World Order is going to kill your ass too. And I'm going to explain this again because I got plenty of news to hit, but I want to say this one more time. And we're going to play a little clip from that and we'll come back into some really hardcore info about how they're paying these shows and paying the media. Tens of thousands of different groups, not just HBO, not just Twitter, not just CNBC. They're all being paid by Big Pharma because Big Pharma is being given unlimited money by the big banks because this is their weapon system. Not airplanes, not tanks, not commandos, but evil policy, a broken social contract, bringing you a social credit score of total imprisonment. So let's just expand on this. This is the shutdown of the world economy. And then it's Friday it comes out, and I go, oh, my God, that's why all these federal agencies are exempt. That's why Biden hasn't even done a real executive order or a real law because it's all a bluff. Because none of their people are having to do it. They're simply doing it to shut the economy down. And then when Thanksgiving comes, and they ban 60% of the TSA from working, and everything shuts down further, and none of the ships come to deliver all the goods for all the small businesses, they all go out of business. So they hit you with the lockdowns last year. Now they hit you with the food lockdowns this year, and all the delivery goods for small businesses to stay open, from service businesses to retail businesses. And then Klaus Schwab says, we're doing this to save the earth. This is part of the Great Reset. I have clips of the Davos group bragging, new ones, not the stuff last year of you'll own nothing, have nothing, you'll like it. We have new clips. New clips of them saying, yes, this is for the earth. That's why everything's shut down and why there's no supply chain. And it's good. It's saving you from the carbon footprint. And we're saving you from greenhouse gases by shutting it down. And we're going to take your blood to be able to travel. Videos on InfoWars.com. You see? I mean, man, and people just think capitulate, give into this, and they're going to be protected. But when I come back, yeah, there it is. On screen for you. COVID pass plans to launch in September. Global, it commits to mandatory carbon offsetting for each of its passengers to preserve the environmental benefits and reduce air travel during the crisis. Did you hear me when I said the vaccine pass is the carbon pass? Now it's official. Not just in documents, not just in their plans. It's here. And I got the John Hopkins. You know what? I've already played that five times in a row, but I'm going to play that next. That's even more important than all of this. I have the John Hopkins data of A to Z, the most populous nations in the world. And you see on their own data that when the vaccination begins, which is a vaccination, that the explosions in illnesses, hospitalizations, and deaths begins exactly within days of it, the same in every country. I don't need to be an epidemiologist or a scientist or any of that, even though they all agree with me, all the real ones, the vast majority of them, all the who's who's, the Nobel Prize winners, the former head of Pfizer, all of them who have souls. They all said this would happen, and now I don't need to ask them. I know all over the world the worst graphs, the worst cases, the worst deaths, the worst illnesses are right after you take the shot within a few days, and then it just goes up within 2 weeks and just skyrockets up in every case. Do I need to be a coroner? Do I need to be a medical doctor, a pathologist, to know that if I walk up to somebody or you do with a double barrel shotgun with slugs in it and you shoot somebody in the head at point blank range with both barrels and blow their head completely off, there's no brains left, the whole top of the head, the brain all blows out the back. Do I need to be an epidemiologist? Do I need to be a scientist, a virologist? Do I need to be a pathologist to know that person just had their brains blown out? No. Well, anybody can look at John Hopkins' own graph around the world, and every damn place, the illnesses, the hospitalizations, and the deaths skyrocket right after the damn shots. It's like, hey, take a meat cleaver and slam it down over four of your fingers. It's going to cut them off. Do you need to be a pathologist to know it just did that? How about a kid walks out in traffic and a bus hits him going 60 miles an hour and you see the kid get run over underneath the wheels and gulp like a fish out of water for 5 seconds and their eyes roll back in their head? You need to have a pathologist tell you that killed him, but we do have the pathologist. The Maine National German Pathology Association 6 months ago came out and said, we're seeing double the deaths and double the cancers and all this other stuff from the shot. Stop them now. They're murdering you. They're actually doing it. And they think, ah!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. They're basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the front lines of the fight for a human future. There's the Sunday news headline. It's powerful. It's strong, but not even strong enough. I can't come up with words to describe how insane this great cataclysm is that we have been put into. This organized Armageddon, this organized incrementally rolled out world depopulation. But there's the headline. Sunday Live. Biden's vaccine mandate collapsing U.S. military while China test launches hypersonic hydrogen bomb tip space missile. And again, China isn't making its military take these injections. In fact, it won't take the Bill Gates injections. See, that's a weapon to shut us down and destroy our military and take the United States out of the picture for the UN Chi-Com run world government to take over. And it's here. But let's talk about the real evil. You know, if you just tuned in here on the Alex Jones Show, earlier I showed this graphic that is in the live show feed. If you guys put that article back up on screen, Sunday Live, Biden's vaccine mandate collapsing U.S. military while China test launches hypersonic hydrogen bomb tip missile. You can see that we have posted under it the graphic I'm saying I hope you share that shows all these different CEOs and all these different top people who are in the FDA or have been in the FDA are over Reuters, then fact-checking stories about their own financial interest. Scott Gottlieb. On the left is the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Pfizer. On the right is a current member of the board of director of Pfizer. And it goes down the list. This is just a sampling. But what else is going on in the payoffs? CNBC doesn't even hide it. On Twitter, paid money by Pfizer to run a story about the miracle of mRNA and how it's going to heal everything and how great it is. And that's why they're forcing us to take it, because Fauci said we need a new virus, a new threat to blow up the old system and make people accept it. Just make people do it. And, oh, but don't worry, Reuters came out and wrote a fact check saying that wasn't true in our report, even though we showed video of it, because James C. Smith on the left is the CEO of Reuters in charge of informing people about the COVID-19 vaccines. On the right, he's a current member of the board of the directors of Pfizer. You see how that works? Fact checking himself, lying to you. And our own military that won't take the shots are being put in a drug offender sexual deviant section and then being drummed out of the military to collapse our military. This is how you take over America, and it's all UN globalist corporate directed. You lived to see it. And then as all these people get sick and die with the antibody dependency enhancement that was predicted by all the experts, they go, oh, it's a new cold. Doesn't test positive as COVID, but everybody's dying the same way. Because the body's attacking itself. Now, here's John Oliver, who attacked me a few days ago with his HBO hit piece. HBO's probably got 6 or 7 shows running right now that attacked me. They've got another big one in production. They've been trying to call me for interviews. I said, no, thanks. You're just going to edit it out of context. And he starts the show saying disinformation shows an image of Alex Jones. And then he cuts to a woman, a Hispanic lady, that got it from Spanish news and a Spanish-speaking doctor. That said there are, quote, natural cures to COVID. And he goes, that's insane. There's no cure for COVID except the vaccine. Really, the vaccine doubles your chances of getting it, doesn't protect you, doesn't cut the severity. I just showed you all the statistics last segment from John Hopkins. He just says, it's preposterous. There is no cure. Really, everyone that has natural immunity, like myself and my parents and everybody else that went through this year, we all had the cure called our immune system, John Oliver. But there he is gaslighting. One week it's ivermectin doesn't help you. Another week vitamin D doesn't help you. Another week hydroxychloroquine, because he's there to suppress you and make you think your only hope is these shots that actually slow kill you. You talk about selling your soul. So we didn't get money from Bill Gates or anybody. We got funded by you. In fact, I think I'm going to start putting a little, basically a text ad on all of our articles saying, not funded by Bill Gates or any other major corporation or the UN or Pfizer, funded by viewers and listeners like you. We should disclose we're funded by the listeners at InfoWarsStore.com. Go see the John Hopkins data for yourself. John Hopkins data proves COVID shots causing majority of illness and death. And I've got mainline articles admitting it in the back of the paper. This is crazy. But here's John Oliver. It's a long 20-something minute program. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But here's just some of the parts where he attacked me with straw men comparing me to other people that are kooks, some that aren't kooks. But the Hispanic lady's not a kook. She heard from a Hispanic medical doctor in Spanish saying, hey, there is hope. Here's all these things, a good immune system, vitamin D, blah, blah, blah. And then you saw John Oliver's like, this is insane. There is no cure except the shot. Except anybody who had immunity is 27 times better than the shot, even in their flawed studies, because the shot's not good at all. That's the reality, but John Oliver thinks you're stupid. Here it is.
Our story isn't going to be about the fun side of the internet tonight. It's going to be about the rampant misinformation on it. It's something that we've covered multiple times before, from Alex Jones to vaccine misinformation to conspiracy theories. But tonight, we're going to be looking specifically at misinformation that spreads among immigrant diaspora communities. The spread of misinformation has real consequences. When a reporter recently tried to figure out why vaccination rates among Latino communities in California's Central Valley remain low, one woman explained her reluctance like this.
Yo he escuchado a líderes de la salud.
¿Como a quién?
Es un doctor que yo he escuchado, yo lo he visto en documentales, que nos dice que el virus es curable. Esa es de la doctora, mira, me llamo la doctora.
Pero lo más importante es que para mí
pueblo El Salvador, la respuesta es no.
No hay que ponernos la vacuna del COVID.
¿Cómo llegó usted a este vídeo?
Me lo mandaron, me lo mandó mi mamá.
¿A través de qué medio?
A través del medio de Facebook.
¿Por qué usted decide creer a este doctor y no a un doctor como Dr. Fauci?
No he visto al Dr. Fauci.
¿Nunca lo he visto?
No, no.
Yeah. That's not great, is it? And it's a pretty good reminder of how, thanks to social media, it is possible to silo yourself off and have very different experiences of living in America. Because she was aware of...
See, because Big Pharma's upset because all these people won't die now because they actually got budesonide, or they actually got vitamin D, or they actually got zinc. You know, 86% of people that got sick with COVID were deficient in vitamin D. Oh, these bad Hispanics, they're just not smart. But the British twit, he's going to teach us how to do it. But what about Ernest Ramirez? You know, his son died after getting the Pfizer shot of a heart attack, and they said it killed him. But then GoFundMe wouldn't let him raise money for the funeral or anything, because you need to shut up and just take the death of your son we murdered. Oh, let's go back to John Oliver.
COVID cures, but had never heard of Dr. Fauci. Sometimes the spread of misinformation is exacerbated by the fact that for many diaspora communities here in the United States, there just aren't many alternatives in their own languages. For many older Vietnamese Americans, there is such a vacuum of credible news channels that broadcast in Vietnamese that many turn to YouTube for their news, with certain channels on in their houses 24/7. One popular host based here in the United States is Nguyen Vu, who brands himself King Radio. He's basically a Vietnamese Alex Jones, as you can see in rants like these.
China completely has control of Biden. The whole situation with Hunter Biden's laptop and the trove of data it contains. I think Xi Jinping has got his hands on all of it. George Soros was part of the financial plot to overthrow the Trump administration.
That's true.
Why are we still being forced to wear masks? Masks are killing people. If you're in a state that gives you the right to not wear a mask, and then you enter someone's house but they try to make you wear one, tell them,
fuck you.
I mean, you can see where the Alex Jones comparisons come from. Both have voices that sound like bones going through a wood chipper, both have an inability to control the volume of said voices, and both have sets clearly inspired by a Windows 95 screensaver. Also, they both seem to have the same business model, with King Radio selling his audience Viagra, medications, and beauty creams that he claims are made by his cousin, which should be a huge red flag. Unless his cousin is named Steve Clinique, I do not want any...
So Pfizer tries to make you take their product and does. Well, they're exempt from it. But then we're bad because we make products and sell them. Horrible, non-essential businesses. By the way, support us. Underwrite us. The big sale ends tonight. I may extend it through tomorrow, but that's it. 40% off on DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Winter Sun, 50% off, and a bunch of other products. That sale, in fact, I've got the printup right around with me. It's going to really anger John Oliver. But if it's okay with John Oliver, I'm sorry I'm not backed by HBO and George Soros and the rest of it. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 40% off, less than 24 hours to get that. Brain Force Ultra, that's selling out. We've got Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support with 8 different natural compounds. It's absolutely powerful. 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, underwriters, keep us on air. But whatever you do, pray for a global awakening and share the live feed of this show and share it on your email, your text message, by word of mouth, and tell folks about the local radio stations you're listening to and the TV stations you're watching. We're risking our lives fighting this tyranny because we know there's no future if we don't do it. Somebody's going to take one for the team, and we're doing it. We're going 110%. It's hour two coming up.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.